Real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President-elect Trump promising to impose sweeping new tariffs the day after he is inaugurated. 25% on goods coming to the U.S. from Mexico and China. 35% on goods coming from China. Mark Zandi with Moody's Analytics says that could mean all of us spending more.
Those tariffs are taxes that have to be paid by people importing those goods, and they're going to pass that through to you and I as consumers. And it's going to be higher interest rates because the Federal Reserve isn't going to countenance the high inflation.
Allegations today that longtime Trump advisor Boris Epstein tried to get payments from those who wanted roles or influence in the new Trump administration. The Israeli cabinet meeting today to discuss a ceasefire deal in Lebanon. Israel wants to maintain the right to fire into Lebanon whenever it feels it's threatened. Ukraine says Russia launched a record number, 188 drones against most regions of the country in a nighttime blitz. Apartment buildings and the national power grid were damaged. This is ABC News. A federal judge is now deciding whether Google holds a monopoly on online ads. Closing arguments wrapped up Monday in a suit brought against Google by the Justice Department. The judge's decision is expected by the end of the year. An appeal from a tobacco giant turned back by America's highest court.
The Supreme Court has declined to hear a challenge to a law requiring cigarette packs and ads include graphic images showing harmful effects of smoking. Warnings will include photos of smoke-damaged lungs and feet blackened by reduced blood flow. Nearly 120 countries have already adopted the warning labels. It isn't clear when they might appear in the U.S. The FDA says it does not plan to enforce new rules until December 2025. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Investigators in the Philippines have questions for Vice President Sara Duterte. She recently threatened to have President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. and his wife killed if she is assassinated. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anytime at the WISS website at WISS.FM.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Harvey Kay, Professor Emeritus of Democracy at the University of Wisconsin-Green Bay. Harvey, I know you're the big FDR expert.
1934, he decided that the inequality and the wealth accumulated at the top was a threat not only to the American economy, but also to the American democratic spirit, American democratic life.
Sounds like history's repeating itself.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Wisconsin goes up in the rankings. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Badgers, have two home games coming up this Saturday at noon against Chicago State. And then next week, Tuesday night, they take on Michigan. The Badgers now rank 15th in the nation after winning the Greenbrier Tournament in Orlando over the weekend. The Marquette Golden Eagles learn that they're now number 10th ranked in the nation. They'll host Stonehill tomorrow night in Milwaukee, the tip-off time 8 o'clock. NBA, the Bucks in Miami tonight against the Heat. The Bucks have won four in a row. NFL, Packers holding practice for their game on Thanksgiving this Thursday night against the Miami Dolphins. Kickoff at 7:20, TV coverage on NBC. And then Friday at 11 a.m., more football. It's the Badgers against the Minnesota Gophers at Camp Randall Stadium.
Rivalry games, you throw records out the window. You throw sometimes even the home field advantage out the window. It comes down to who wants it more. And anybody that can't get up for that doesn't belong to either one of these places.
That's Badgers head football coach Luke Fickle. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Well, Glickid Weekend's box office haul turned out to be no match for that of Barbenheimer's, but it was still impressive and helped the holiday box office get off to a great start. As expected, Wicked landed in the top spot with a take of $114 million, more than doubling Gladiator 2's haul of $56 million at the gate. Gladiator 2, directed by Ridley Scott and starring Paul Mescal, Connie Nielsen, Denzel Washington, and Pedro Pascal, was never expected to be the top dog, as it was always Oppenheimer to Wicked's Barbie. Wicked slightly exceeded expectations expectations with its box office haul, whereas Gladiator 2 came in just under its expectations. This is becoming a trend in Hollywood where two films coming out at the same time were not necessarily competing against each other, but help each other create a social media phenomenon. Landing in third place in week two of its release was Red One with $13 million. Rounding out the top five were Bonhoeffer, Pastor Spy Assassin, and the resilient Venom, The Last Dance, which came in fifth place with $4 million. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Skies gradually clearing in the overnight. Temperatures tumbling back into the lower 20s. West to northwest winds gusting around 30 miles per hour. On Tuesday, though, sunny to mostly sunny. West wind still breezy in lower 30s. It's 24 at our studios.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
Friend Luke Mathers stops by for Tuesday Tangents with Luke, and we'll find out what's grinding his gears. Join us then.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. From Hobart to Bay Settlement, 97.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
That carrot's some Schwabe.
Okay, that's it. Again. He's off the Christmas card
Absolutely.
List.
Absolutely. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. We come in here, yeah. And the last show of the night is from, what's he on, from 6 to 9 or?
6 to 8.
6 to 8, Pete Schwabe. But he messes with our controls.
Unbelievable. On purpose.
And it's like.
Hides our stuff.
Like valet parking.
Could not find those scissors the other day.
Right. Number one rule, valet parking. Don't touch anything. Don't move the seat. Don't move the mirrors. You know what I mean? But Pete?
No. Unless you find illegal drugs, then you can steal them because they'll never turn you in.
Yeah, that is
Happy
true.
Happy holidays, everybody.
Take it from a guy who had a good buddy who's a valet.
Anyway, yeah. Yes, no. Pete's great, but yes, we got to
It is cold
cool
out.
It down. Yes, it is.
I mean, it's like really cold out. I mean, like there's a wind chill today.
It's damp cold.
Damp cold.
D-A-M-P.
Yes, that's
okay,
what I said.
Okay, all right.
I did say
that. I thought you said damn cold.
No, I wanted to say damn cold.
It is damn cold.
Because
it
is. And the reason both, I say that, damp. I used that term. When did I use that term? And I thought, am I old? Because it's got that kind of damp cold feel
yeah.
to it.
Oh, yeah, that's, yeah, Grandma.
I just used that within the last couple of days. And as soon as I said it, I thought to myself,
Your arthritis flaring up?
It's not that cold. It's the dampness. But it is cold. Bundle the kids up, folks. Yep. Seriously, that wind is cold. Hang on.
Yeah. It's 26, and then what's the wind chill? 10?
Feels like 14.
Right?
Yeah.
Feels like the field, like, temperature is 14.
And I thought they used to light up the flag on top of the courthouse.
Well, you kind of have to.
It's not.
Maybe the light bulb burned out or something.
Maybe, because that's what I was looking at, to get the weather gauge, so people would know what the
what's your guess?
Weather is.
You can't tell.
Well, when I was walked in, I would say 12 miles an hour.
From the west, it's 16.
16, yeah. Wow. Yeah, it's a cold wind. It really is. Today is cake day.
I don't like cake.
Okay.
What? You don't like cake?
No.
No one has ever uttered the words, I don't like cake.
Ask my mom.
I don't like cake.
My birthday? Nope.
Chocolate cake? Just, nope.
Nope, I don't. I didn't mean to be that.
Not even a German.
I'm in a great mood.
What's it called? German something
German,
cake?
German chocolate cake.
German chocolate cake?
Yeah, no, it's.
How can you not like cake? It's impossible. There's
no,
nothing
I didn't like birthday cake.
There's
ask
a reason I don't like boiled turnips, Jim.
Why? Because
they don't taste good. Mm-mm. But nobody can say just a blanket statement. There have to be literally a thousand different types of cake in the world.
Yeah,
and you're telling me there's not a single type of cake you could possibly like.
Pie's a different category. And actually, cookies are a different category, and bars are a different category. But cake, I'm thinking like angel food cake.
Like, well, nobody likes angel food cake.
Oh, okay. That's like what that was. Okay, it's 6:09.
I mean,
and
I think
I saw
it's okay
the,
with enough strawberries
right,
on it.
Right, yeah,
and
but
stuff
you're not
like
going to say, I'm going to have a hunk of this angel food cake and not put anything on it.
But like chocolate cake or
no,
nothing.
No, not even with the layers of frosting in between. No, wedding cake, don't like it. Nope. But anyway, it's I'm in just, a great mood. I am. Tell. It's my last day today, so that lasts for a while.
I'm a little bit. I'm my mind is like, well, my mom. How is this possible?
Ask my mom.
Because there's, like I said, there's so many. There's
you know
such
what?
A wide variety.
All right, I'll take that back because I do. I will eat cheesecake. I will.
I don't even know if that's cake. Is that cake?
I mean, in the name, but yes, it's a very different kind of cake.
Right. I would eat that.
But a normal.
That's like saying you would eat ice cream.
Well, I don't really.
So I think cheesecake is closer to ice cream than it is to a birthday cake.
It's like a pudding. Yeah, it's. I don't know. A good cheesecake is good.
Oh,
anyway,
no question.
Back to.
Okay, now there is something.
Angel
I think
cake.
It's impossible to not like cheesecake.
Oh, I don't know.
Okay. Here we
anyway,
go.
Happy cake day, John.
What did you say about the angel food cake?
Just don't like it.
Well, no, but you. So you don't like strawberry shortcake?
I don't. Would I. Okay, if I was with. If I was at someone's house and they served it, if they said, would you like it? I would say, no, thank you. You know, but if they served it, yeah, I'd probably have some of it. Cause you get, that also has though the strawberries and
the
whipped cream.
Yeah.
And so that kind of like dilutes the dryness of the.
Good text here from Danielle. Great weather for the Appleton Christmas parade. Bundle up.
That's right. That's
that
right.
One is notoriously cold.
Yeah.
And I don't know why. It's like this one day surrounded by halfway nice weather, but that one is always so cold.
Yeah, but that doesn't stop.
Thousands. Thousands.
Yeah, that's a good parade.
Parades are big time in Appleton.
And it's what's cool about that is the lights, you know, right?
Yeah.
Most parades are during the day. That's whoever came up with that was a good idea. That's right up at the Mile Music. That's a good Appleton
thing. I could tell you kind of a funny story. I hope this wouldn't get. No, this would be fine, I think. But
we to clear it with Todd first.
Well, it's just the son of the guy that started up the parade, like the started up guy. He runs it now. Him and his son now run it. It's generations, third generation now.
Appleton?
Yeah. And it was years and years ago where three of the biggest business leaders in downtown Appleton got together. And they say, okay, we got to do something to get people downtown here during Christmas, during the season. And somebody goes, how about a parade? It's like, who has a parade in December? You know, it's like, well, no, I think. So they put it together and they sat there and they finally came up with the foundation of, here it is. We're going to have this Appleton parade. Here's how it's going to go, yada, yada. So one of the gentlemen was Jewish. Another one was Chinese. Another was something else.
Okay.
No, but it was just funny. They said, anybody find the irony in that a Jewish person and a Chinese person and so-and-so all sit here and think about how to celebrate the birth of Christ?
That's not a true story.
True story. 100%.
No, it's not.
I can get Odie on the air right now.
John.
Do you want me to get Greg Otis on the air right now?
That was what, 50 years ago?
More, I think. Yeah. What? You want me to get the son? What?
Okay.
What? You don't believe me?
No, I don't. Those three guys sat down.
Yes.
And came up with that idea.
Yes.
What businesses did they own?
One owned a big jewelry store. One, I think, owned a car dealership, and I don't know what the other one ran. Okay. Oh, the Chinese restaurant.
John, we're being, let me guess, which one did the, John, I think we're going down a weird road here.
But this is a true story. This is a thousand
percent true story.
Yes. Yes, I do.
And just stereotyped everything and everybody.
But they just
like,
thought it
like,
was
what?
Funny that, you know, here
I think
none
that
of them
is
were Catholic
too.
Or anything.
Right.
But they put together the big Christmas parade.
Now, I've heard this story before,
really?
But it may be from you, John.
Yeah.
So I can't, and I'm looking really hard for the history of the Appleton, and I can't find it quite yet. So
all right.
I'm working on that.
I'm going to find the guy.
I think that speaks
I'm
really,
going to find the guy.
Really well for Appleton.
It does.
I do. I think that's great.
It is. It does.
Huh.
I don't BS.
Who's the guy that said, what are you doing, John? Well, BS for a living.
Well, that's different.
You say that a lot, which, yeah. So that is an interesting story. All right, we'll move on. Anyway, the parade's great tonight. And what time? It gets dark at, 4:35, but what is that, 6, 7?
I have no idea. It's so dark out so early.
I know.
Like I said, in the UP, the sun, that one morning I was going to get out, I wanted to be in the deer blind by sunup. So I woke up at 6 to kind of get ready. And as soon as it starts, you know, the right. sky starts, and I'm waiting and I'm waiting and I'm waiting and I'm waiting. I finally got some service on my phone. Sunrise, 8:05. Okay.
Wow.
Sunset.
What for?
4:59. It's like if you work a 9-to-5 job,
yeah.
you don't see the sunshine.
No.
If you're in a factory type thing, that to me, I think, gets depressing.
Right. Oh, there's
that to me gets depressing.
Yeah, this is a tough time for some people. So, and the weather doesn't help.
No.
Parade starts at 7. Thanks for the text.
Thanks.
All right. 7 o'clock. And
I got a text here. This is shocking. Cake looks so much nicer than pie at a nice set of plates rather than pie, says Brian. With nice linens and
Thank
a nice
Brian.
Table set.
Brian didn't say all that. All right, Brian, we're going to get together sometime. He
Can we make a wager? Can we make a wager? Here's a wager.
Mm-hmm.
Here's
I'll
a wager. Here's a wager. You got to bring me back a T-shirt from New York if I win. Okay? I'll give you some more of my old clothes for your shelter if you win.
John's twice dropped off old clothes. He goes, yeah.
Well, there's a theory to my clothes dropping off, Todd.
So you can never get back into them?
Well, the big one, the big clothes, I think that's good that he's donating
right.
his XXXL.
Takes away
whatever.
The safety net.
Right. However, you are donating some of your skinny clothes.
Yes.
And I don't know if that's a good idea.
I agree with that, but I'm doing it anyway.
Hey, I was telling Todd this morning, there's some good news on the horizon for you. I think,
Me?
Yeah, with the... With the Biden administration.
Wait, an industrial construction job?
No, not the job thing.
Welder?
No.
Delivery guy.
What do you complain about? We complain about a lot of stuff. What do you complain about health-wise?
About me?
Just about.
I got a rash health right now on my chest.
No.
I don't think
this
no,
thing
no, no, no,
is
I don't
so
care
itchy.
About that.
I went to CVS, and I went to CVS. This is why people without insurance don't get medical treatment. I go to CVS and I buy a bottle of Gold Bond anti-itch cream
mm-hmm.
lotion.
Mm-hmm.
Take a guess how much? This bigger bottle.
$12.
No, I bet it's probably closer to almost $20.
$15.
Yeah.
$15 for a little
Jim
bottle.
Jim would have won that on the Price is Right.
Yeah
that's right. We're not
over.
Going over.
Drink over.
Yeah. Is that amazing?
I don't. That's not bad. Are you kidding? To stop a rash?
$15,
it's not stopping it. It's nothing.
You want to see this thing? I don't know what the hell. It's
anyway,
like scabies or something.
So you want?
Jeez.
Well, that's good, Jim. Why don't you get out of that studio and we'll have the whole
right.
thing fogged.
Exactly.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
Where'd you get scabies, John?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what it is,
John. There's some talk. What do you complain about? With you're on Medicare,
my back?
Right? No, you're on Medicare. What's your shortcoming?
Teeth, dental,
right? Dental, right? And your buddy,
President Biden?
No.
No.
The senator from Vermont keeps lobbying for
okay.
that.
Oh,
Bernie
Sanders?
Yeah. And he wants more Medicare, but...
I have to admit, one of the funniest memes of all time was him sitting at the inauguration with those big mittens. Remember that?
Yes.
Wasn't that one of the funniest memes?
That was a good one.
Ever.
But anyway, Bernie Sanders is always lobbying for more benefits for Medicare.
Okay.
But there's some chatter going on, and it might happen, where they're going to add Ozempic to it.
Wow.
But that's going to cost us billions. But I think that's worth it because it's going to need, think about the knees that we're going to save.
Cut down on healthcare. No question.
Right.
No question.
So obviously the drug companies are lobbying the hardest.
Well, yeah.
But that could save people, those of us on Medicare.
That's almost like a miracle drug.
It
is.
It kind of is.
I mean, they finally came up something that works.
So I hope, you know, Biden might do that. Now he's going to stick Trump with the bill, but who cares, right?
Yeah.
I just think it's a good thing.
I don't know.
I think
it's phenomenal.
Controversial here. Isn't that nice?
Everybody you know that uses it, it works.
Right.
It's a miracle drug. I mean,
Ponce de Leon.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I would say too.
Okay.
Hey. Wasn't he the guy that floated in the youth?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so,
okay.
All right.
You're right. All right.
Jeez.
Wow. All right. We just had a quick break. We'll be back. This is Hate Cake Day. Hate Cake Day. Back after this.
Welcome to the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS.
From the lakeshore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Safe communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you, and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live.
Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
His name's Jeff Mandel, general counsel for Law Forward.
Mr. Gableman broke more ethics laws and rules than he followed. The attorney's oath here in Wisconsin is fairly long. Mr. Gableman had, in the course of the sham investigation into the 2020 election, violated every single sentence in that oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
The first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor. Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a cold, very cold Tuesday morning at 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WISS. And, of course, the Civic Media app, 26 in Green Bay, 25 in Appleton, 23 in Oshkosh. But with 16-mile-an-hour winds that are cold coming from all that stuff out west, it sounds like, how those big storms are having out there.
When there's storms east, this is not great weather in this country, but it's not like blizzard storms.
No,
it's just rain. It's going to rain the parade on Thursday, like a 70% chance.
In New York?
Yeah.
Where was I seeing someplace in Northern California was going to get like 80 inches or something like that of snow over a couple of days?
Wow.
Like that's crazy.
Well,
today is National Cake Day.
Yes.
Good Grief Day. Hey, I heard they're playing Charlie Brown again. I heard they're going to air that.
They're going to do it like one shot this year or something like that on one of the networks. I think it might be NBC, but
okay. Lung Cancer Awareness Month, very important one there. 2 days to Thanksgiving, 29 days to Christmas. John McVie is 79 from Fleetwood Mac, and Rich Little is 86.
I never thought Rich Little was all that good. Not as good as, let's say, Dana Carvey or Martin Short's good.
But Rich Little's strength was he was spot on with his impersonations.
I didn't think he was.
Oh, my God. I've seen him.
He was close.
He was at the Carlton. Oh, man. He did Kermit the Frog. He did everybody. I just thought he was great. I'm a huge fan of Rich Little.
I only remember seeing him on, like, literally Ed Sullivan and things like that.
Well, he was on Johnny Carson a lot.
But I thought he didn't like Carson. I thought Carson didn't like him.
I think.
No?
Because didn't he make fun of him, like, really bad one time?
You know, I haven't heard one good word about Carson TV.
And, and now I'm hearing even more and more and more.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Keeps coming out. But he literally bought a gun one day. He was going to kill Frank Gifford. Yeah. True story.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, I've been reading a book. Oh, man. You know what's cool? I finally figured out how to use my little, what'd you call it, like a Kindle thing?
Is that to read books?
Yeah.
That's a Kindle.
Because my brother handed out the Deer Camp, and he's got like 90 books on his Nook. It's called a Nook.
Yep. It is.
And so I got mine figured out. Well, I personally somebody else, Julie, of course, figured it out.
Did you buy a Nook or you get it as a gift?
No, so I've had it for like 5 years. And it's like I never really knew how to use it. Fired it up. Boom. First thing there for free, Joe Montana's biography. So I'm reading that.
Oh, yeah.
I read it till 1 o'clock this morning. But here's one of the parts is it talks about when he was coming out of college And they sent Packers sent Zeke Borkowski to work him out. And he came back and he told Bart Starr, I really like this kid. I really like this kid a lot. We got to take him in the third round. And they were going to take him. And at the last minute, some of the defensive coaches got into Bart Starr's ear. Said, Coach, we really need defense. We really need defense. And they took a guy that I don't even think he made it through training camp.
Oh, man.
And they could have had Joe Montana. And wow. Zeke Borkowski recommended they take Joe Montana.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
So can you change the font size on those?
I'm not that far yet because I would if I could.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like yeah, a little bit bigger because it's not real big. It's only about this big.
And at 1 a.m, maybe just one.
Just
two.
One notch up.
Right.
I agree. That's great. But it was nice. Went to sleep last night. Couldn't sleep. And normally it's like, you know, whatever. And I just picked that up. Don't have to turn the light on, which is nice. You know?
That's true.
There's nothing worse when you're reading in bed and you got to get up and turn off the light. True?
Well, that's why you have your wife there.
Well,
but, turn up
yeah, but I mean, I need to get one of those.
I'm just kidding. I don't know what made me think of that.
Do they still make the clappers?
Yes, I believe they
that's
do.
What it is.
I would like one of those for Christmas.
But the light, isn't the light, you just reach over, it's like on the
well, no, stand. It's on the wall. It's the wall thing.
Oh, no, yeah, you can't.
Yeah.
You got to get it.
I know.
It.
Then it's all okay. Now I'm awake.
Like $8.
Now I'm awake.
Okay.
You know, I hate that.
All right.
You know what they always had in the TV shows? Like, I think they had it on the Mary Tyler Moore show, or not the Mary, those little lights coming out of the headboard. Like,
yeah.
Remember, right, they'd yeah. all be reading and have their own little light?
Yep.
I always wanted one of those.
Those are, hotels have those.
I know, but who has one in their house? Nobody.
I think you can find one that'll clip to your headboard, right? And then
oh, really?
You can just plug it into the wall.
Well, I need a headboard. What?
Okay, you're right. I guess that's. I have no comeback for that.
All right, I can tell yeah. Chip's in a good mood today.
Like, wow, I don't.
He knows he's blowing town.
Yeah, he is.
You know what I tried using one time? Even out in my garage, you know, when you're working kind of at night and it's dark and whatever, and like in the back part of your garage, I tried getting one of those headlight. Those are hard to use, so you really got to make sure it's aligned right with your
right.
eyes. Otherwise,
right,
you're
right.
looking here and the light's over there.
Right. That helmet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Trying to get that just right
yeah.
is hard.
No. I did. Okay. But you have one of those? Because I thought you'd be so
one.
Cheap you would strap a flashlight to your hard hat.
You know what I've got at home? I took it back from the UP. I've got my dad's or my grandpa's carbide light. Would they work underground in the mine? And they'd attach it to the front of their helmet and light it. And that's what they use for light.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's bright.
That's old school.
A little dangerous, though, right? Because you just touch the two together, right? And then it starts? The two pieces of carbide?
No, well, it's got a little flicker on it,
oh.
like a cigarette lighter.
All right. And then that's what kept that to burn. Okay.
Yeah. And that would be on the front of the helmet.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think that you should take that next time.
I know.
That company comes in, whatever that.
I know. I'd like to know how to work that. Because, I mean, the helmet. Here, I'll even show you the helmet.
No, I know what you're talking about.
This guy.
That could be worth a few bucks. There's names on there?
Well, it's my dad's name, Jimmy Mino.
Oh.
But see, but that's where the thing goes. See that?
Wow, that's very cool. That's cool. All right.
Actually, this is one I think that a lot of people would like to display. That's my helmet when I worked.
Not a scratch on it. John was just over there. Give me some water.
Let me tell you about when we played Marquette.
Yeah, right. Hey, when we come back, though, we got to talk about, and you'll know about this. I am those two brothers. One played for Notre Dame. One played for Bayport. And they both won the championship same day. Is that unbelievable?
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
And what I want to just talk about, we'll do that when we come back, but I just think that's like unbelievable those parents did that. Because did your kids, you send your kids to different schools. That's hard. It's different vacation, different fundraisers, different friends, different proms.
Yeah, I had one at Notre Dame and one at Southwest.
And that's, so it's a challenge.
Yeah.
But so they did that. And one kid, they were talking to him and why he wanted to go to one school and wanted to go to the other school. But I think that's like unbelievable.
Yeah, I agree.
That's a cool story.
Fantastic
right?
story. Yeah, no question about cool. it. Okay. Got a text here. Kristen Ambrose. See you soon, boys.
Oh, yeah, she's
and I got this one from Vicky. John says he doesn't BS. LOL.
Yes.
Vicky? Well, what I mean by that, Vicky, is the basis of my stories have all truth to them. The basis.
You're going to look pretty hard on some of those.
The
but
basis.
We'll call it a thread of truth.
The basis is all there.
Base and thread.
The concept.
Two different things. I'm talking concepts.
I'm talking concepts.
Sometimes I weave. I'm a weaver. I'm just going to take it. I'm a weaver.
That'll buy.
I'm a weaver.
All right, you win.
Quick break. Back after this.
This is the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm Stephanie Hoff with the Midwest Farm Report, joining you on a Tuesday morning. This month, the U.S. Department of Agriculture moved forward with their updated rule on electronic IDs. Whenever you need to have an official ID tag for cattle or bison, for example, if they cross state lines, that ID tag needs to be both visually and electronically readable. The Livestock Marketing Association is working to make sure that all producers can get those tags at no cost. We'll talk about it next.
Actor portrayal.
When I first looked into life insurance, I worried about the hassle. Then I found Better Life. Their simplified issue whole life coverage plans mean no medical exam. I found a plan that fit my budget, and now my final expenses are covered. Plus, I get Better Life member benefits at no extra cost. That's definitely better.
Better Life Insurance, where better means belonging. Call 888-488-4136. Insurance issued by Better Life Insurance Company. Terms and conditions apply. Member benefits are subject to change. Contact a licensed agent for details.
Chelsea Good is the Vice President of Government and Industry Affairs with the Livestock Marketing Association. She says right now, they're arguing that the electronic cattle ID tags should be free and that the government is falling short in states like Wisconsin.
LMA perspective, we believe that those tags should be fully funded by the government, that they have always provided tags for free, the metal tags for free. And thankfully, Congress last year agreed and directed USDA to continue to provide tags and spend up at least $15 million on tags and related infrastructure. The way that works is it's actually distributed through the state veterinarian's office, and each state has been given a certain allotment. Unfortunately, I think Wisconsin's been a little underserved in this process. It's one of those states where currently they are totally out of the USDA-provided EID tags.
Chelsea Good joining us from the Livestock Marketing Association. We'll take a look at commodity markets in just a moment.
Actor portrayal.
When I first looked into life insurance, I worried about the hassle. Then I found Better Life. Their simplified issue whole life coverage plans mean no medical exam. I found a plan that fit my budget, and now my final expenses are covered. Plus, I get Better Life member benefits at no extra cost. That's definitely better.
Better Life Insurance, where better means belonging. Call 888-488-4136. Insurance issued by Better Life Insurance Company. Terms and conditions apply. Member benefits are subject to change. Contact a licensed agent for details.
Tuesday morning from Chicago, cash corn is down 2.5 cents at 422 and a quarter. Cash soybeans are down 2 cents at 983 and three quarters. And cash wheat is down a penny at 534 and three quarters. The December Class 3 milk contract is trading up 22 cents at 1863 a hundredweight, and the January contract is up 31 cents at 1862 a hundredweight. On the close yesterday, barrel cheese was down a penny at $1.64, and the 40-pound block cheese closed up a nickel at $1.69.5. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Skies gradually clearing in the overnight. Temperatures tumbling back into the lower 20s. West to northwest winds gusting around 30 miles per hour. On Tuesday, though, sunny to mostly sunny. West wind still breezy in lower 30s. It's 24 at our studios.
The Todd Alba Show.
Zomers, are you a Netflix and chill guy?
Do you know what Netflix and chill means?
I thought it just meant watch something on Netflix together.
You say that's what you're going to do, but you're really having them over there for sex.
This is why nobody wants to come to my place anymore. I say, hey, you want to come over and have Netflix and chill? People keep saying, well, no, I don't think so. I'll take it back. And I just thought they were being rude.
I do have Netflix, though.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Dom Salvia Show.
Harvey Kay, Professor Emeritus of Democracy at the University of Wisconsin, Green Bay. Harvey, I know you're the big FDR expert.
1934, he decided that the inequality and the wealth accumulated at the top was a threat not only to the American economy, but also to the American democratic spirit, American democratic life. The
way sounds like history's repeating itself.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, overtime with Maggie Dawn, plus Michigan's Attorney General Dana Nessel. She's going after the fake electors. Trump might get a pass, but the Republicans in Michigan won't. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia. Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a cold Tuesday morning, heading into the Thanksgiving weekend. Kristen Ambos, Point Mortgage Corporation, will be coming in. Chris Leonard, Senior Editor, Press Times author, will be here. John Kirsch, Golden House, Giving Tuesday, which is big, which is huge. Oh, House, yeah. Okay, so at your place, community, NEW Community Shelter, mm-hmm. Do any of those people, like let's say for Thanksgiving, if they've got like family members in the area, are they allowed to come in or no? Okay. It's all.
Could the family members come in?
For lunch, for
yes.
dinner? Okay. That's what
they
I'm
can't leave though. You know what I mean? Like you're there.
Oh no. Okay. But I'm just saying, can family members come yes. in and say, hey, you want to come in?
Yeah. And we do it right. I think we have 20.
I think that's a great idea.
Turkeys we have. And it's truly Thanksgiving, decorated Thanksgiving and, flowers Thanksgiving. So it's a great Thanksgiving lunch and dinner.
And you have professional cooks?
Well, they've gone to school. I don't know that's what I mean,
but they
licensed.
Work for you or are they residents? They're all...
No, no, they work for us.
They work for us. That's what I mean. So professional.
The guy from Hagemeister Park.
Yeah.
You know, he's been on for maybe 2 months. Great guy. I will say this. I think maybe some stories we've talked about off air. There are some people in the shelter that used to be chefs.
Right, you've told me that, yeah.
And that's
yeah, it's a nice...
It's kind of great, yeah. And they're so helpful. And I'll tell you what, you get to know these people a little bit and, you know, the struggles they had. And then you see them in the kitchen, it's like, man, that is where you belong.
Oh, man.
I mean, because they don't... It's not that, you know, barking, like the yelling or...
Right.
They're just like really teen people and everything's set up. He's always looking at the clock. You know, this goes in 12 minutes before this and stuff that they just know instantly. We have to read it, but... Yeah, we have a couple people there that were chefs. And the restaurant business is tough. You can maybe a little alcohol can come into your life and business can be tough and, you know, maybe the fidelity's not always, you know, you just never know. There's just stuff that happens and you can lose a business, you can lose money and lose your support system and you end up with us. And he's rebuilding. This guy's going to be just fine and he's going to have a restaurant. Speaking of that, though, I see you didn't get your gig. I was hoping you were going to get that job. That Amy left Channel 5.
Yeah.
Not Channel 5, Channel 11.
Channel 11, yeah.
And they just hired that new lady. Did you see that?
Not happy with it.
No.
For whatever reason, my resume tape, Meals with Mino.
I know.
Didn't pass the test.
We talked about that. That was a couple months ago. I thought maybe you're kind of keeping it as a surprise.
Yeah.
But they just announced yesterday that.
Well, I guess we're going to have to do it here. Meals with Mino.
Something's got to work.
Done?
Yeah.
You can work it out.
I'm all in.
Maybe an online-only kind of thing?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I do want to let you guys know that Civic Media is really getting behind Giving Tuesday, and you'll be able to go to our website, wgbw.fm or wiss.fm, and there's going to be a ton of opportunities.
Right.
The two in our area is the new community shelter will be added to our website, and also the Oshkosh Area Food Pantry.
Nice.
He's been on. Yeah, those are great things, and everything on that list is good.
Yep.
I mean, we don't have a lot of scams, but that giving, I mean, people, Thanksgiving, it's tough. Yeah, but I will tell you, I told you this, maybe I told you this last year, but when we talk about what we're thankful for, they don't hesitate a bit. You know, some of us do. You sit around at the table and it's like, okay. They are so grateful for the recovery they're in, for the people that believe in them, that they, you know, they're the people who look at the obvious that we don't, you know, thankful for a safe place to sleep. We don't think about that.
Yeah.
I'm thankful for...
I can't even imagine that. I can't imagine it being 4 o'clock in an afternoon on a day like today and you're thinking to yourself, where can I find a warm place to curl up in for the night and hopefully wake up in the morning?
Yeah. It's something that it's on the front page of the paper today, but they opened up that safe parking on the west side.
Okay.
We talked about that. We did.
It's sleeping in your car?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because where did they have to close one of those? Madison?
No, it was closed here to redo the parking lot.
And, no, I know, but there was some place where it was getting so dangerous. Because with drug dealings, they had to close it off. Maybe Milwaukee?
No, this one closed because they couldn't find an insurance carrier.
Okay.
They found one. But I just think that's an unbelievably sad commentary on our community if we have to open up a parking lot for women and families to sleep in their car.
Yeah, I agree.
2024, wealthy community? I don't get that.
I agree.
That's crazy.
I know. I'm with you. Because a lot of bad things can still happen when you're in a car. I mean, it's crazy. But I'm with you on that one.
Safe place parking lot to reopen.
Okay.
So they got $15,000 from somebody to open it.
Although, I will admit this. One of my dreams is driving to Arizona in a van, and sleeping in Walmart parking lots. My nephew actually did that coming back from Utah when he worked at a summer park in Utah, and he did that, and he enjoyed it. He actually enjoyed it. You know, you cover up the windows, you cut out the windows, so nobody knows who's in there, whatever. And I would do that. Sometimes when I have a hard time falling asleep, I pretend I'm in the back of a van in like a Walmart parking lot in Missouri. I'm not joking. That's what I think of. What?
It's called a nightmare.
No, it's not. To me, it's... Hey, okay.
Who would dream for that? Like, who would aspire to that?
I don't know. I'm being honest. That's what puts me to sleep. It's like I'm nice and cozy and comfortable in this van.
There's no bathroom.
Like inside the Walmart, yeah. Truck stops cool. And Walmart yeah. have those for you. Yeah.
Is it the carefree kind of thing?
A little bit.
Yeah.
But there's just something about sleeping out in a vehicle that I just like. There's something about it. That's why I want to be a trucker.
Try it tonight.
I want to be a trucker so I can sleep in the cab. Those kind of things. I've always had that dream.
Safe place parking lot. It reopened, John. There you go.
All right.
I think that could be adventurous.
Haven't you ever been driving across the state or whatever, and you have those? I was doing it when I was leaving here a couple summers ago. I would pull into that place around Maribel, that park, little park, and sleep for like 15 minutes.
Okay, that has nothing to do with what we're talking about. I have done that. Everybody's done that. Take a little power nap.
Right.
Get a little coffee and then get back.
Do you wear sunglasses off it's hot day when you do that? I do, because then people don't know if your eyes are open or not.
But no, that's a nap. That's not sleeping in a Walmart parking lot, John. Those rest stops are, and it's amazing what a 15-20 minute power nap can do when you get back in.
Absolutely.
Okay, I'm ready to go. So
you take that nap, just walk around the car a couple of times, you're good to go.
Yeah.
No question about it.
Right. But I want to go back to those two boys. I want you to get them on because you love sports. I'm surprised you don't know those guys. Warner Brothers? Anyway, these are two students and I just want to give their parents, I hope their parents are listening. You talk about gratitude.
Well, I'd get their names right first if you want their.
Yeah, I kind of do.
That'd probably be a good idea. I think it's Warden.
You think, but I'm going to look it up so I can speak with a little authority.
How you doing, Todd?
I'm good. Good to see you.
What are you doing for Thanksgiving, Todd?
I'm going to go sleep in a Walmart.
There you go. Boy, I'm grateful. I am so grateful.
But I would convert the van.
Sure.
You know.
Do you see these people like online and stuff? They take a school bus.
That's been one of my dreams my whole life.
Man.
Ever since the Partridge Family. That's been one of my dreams.
Oh, okay, man. I'm going to feel guilty on my trip because exactly. I'm sure not even close to that.
Really, hey, by the way, how was your antiquity show?
It was fun. The antiquarian, antiquity, yeah, it's the antiquarian.
What's the name of it?
Yeah, antiquarian.
Antiquarian.
Yep. Okay.
Close. You accent on the wrong syllable. It was great. I couldn't believe how many vendors were there. You would have liked it because one guy was all Packer memorabilia.
Oh, no kidding. I would love to have seen that.
What was the connection? It was his uncle's, because that show's been going on for 67 years. This was he's like taking over the business.
Okay.
But a lot of old programs, stuff that you probably have in your.
I would have loved to see that. I love that stuff.
But there was just so many things there. I mean, there's obviously a lot of jewelry. There was trinkets and I don't know. It was fun.
So they did not have those Tyke things, right?
Yeah, they did.
They did?
A ton of them.
No, they didn't.
They had a ton of tie pins.
But not the kind that I told you that I have.
Which is
where it says World Champions, like 1961 on it. I think this thing's really valuable. I think it's so rare, nobody knows what it is, so they can't put a value on it. This thing could be worth thousands of dollars.
No, I bought, that's probably $50.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, the guy had cufflinks with cheese, that were like cheese heads on.
No, no, that. No, that's new stuff. That's no.
No, but. Yeah, the cufflinks I bought, I told you they were for the automotive gallery. My wife's like, why did you don't wear cufflinks anymore?
Nobody wears cufflinks. Somebody brought it up here the other day, Mike Osterhage, the old weatherman's last person. Was that you, Todd?
Yeah.
Was the last person to wear cufflinks in Green Bay.
Nah, the bishops all wear cufflinks.
Ah.
But the problem with cufflinks is, of course, you have to have a French cuff shirt.
Yeah.
And when you take...
I knew that.
You can't wear cufflinks in a regular
shirt.
In fact,
I donated a couple back to your place so you don't have cuffs to match them.
Okay. Yeah. But you know you can't wear cufflinks in a regular shirt, right? You have to have a French cuff. Okay. And when you take those to get...
Only time I've ever worn cufflinks was with a tux.
Yeah.
Only time in my life I've ever worn... cufflinks. What's that?
Yeah, those are nice. Anyway, I want to get back to... The problem with that is... And I had... I don't know how many French cufflink shirts I had, but... When you go to get them dry cleaned, like a regular shirt, that's like it's like $2 more. So if you get your shirt dry cleaned for like $7, that would be like $9.
Which is what I do on a regular basis. Holy man. How expensive is dry cleaning?
I did that every week for years.
Did you really?
Oh, I get 20 years, I bet.
It feels good when you put that shirt on or the sport coat. You feel clean.
I tell you, if there's one thing to get dry cleaned, and it is our shirts.
Yeah, good shirts.
Good shirts.
Yeah.
But they do... You go heavy starch, they're not going to last real long.
No.
So you got to get like light or medium starch.
Okay.
I have to tell you, I learned so much on this show.
Me too. I don't know what he's talking about,
well,
but go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. Well, just, you know, the fact that you knew that there's a name called that they're French cuffs. Yeah. I mean, I just knew that there were cufflinks and you had to have that special little hole in there, right?
And they
I mean,
fold back, right? It's right. So the
know,
if you
but
wear
but just like the starch information.
Oh, yeah, I got it starch. Yeah.
You should teach a class for young men who need to know a little bit more about
I like
that
this. I like
I'm serious.
This.
Believe me, there's.
I like it.
Almost like
a finishing school
for
girls.
Yeah, I was trying to think the name of that because they do that for guys too. Because what's his name? I read Prince Charles' book. No, not Prince Charles. Who's the redhead?
Harry.
Yeah, I read his book. And he talked about that. They would have classes at wherever he went to school.
Oh, the English?
Where it was all, would. Like the thing was etiquette. All on that. What to wear with whatever, yada, 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 yada. Yeah. I missed that class.
That dry cleaning, you want to help those people too. You know, they're dry cleaners. And,
oh, yeah.
But they'll pick up, deliver.
I know. And that's not great.
It's not like, oh my God, this is hard to do. The other thing I think people should take advantage of are tailors. You know, it doesn't fit. It doesn't fit. You know, it's a good deal, but it doesn't fit. Then go to Sewing with Love. That her daughter is Tina Sauerhammer.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Miss America.
Yeah.
Wow.
And her mother owns Sewing with Love on Walnut Street here in Green Bay. We've been going there for years. Even with the kids, would get something and need to be tailored. It's quick. It's not that expensive. And
so all those fat clothes I gave you guys for
you could have had.
I could have brought them down there.
You could have.
Wow.
Yeah.
Where are they?
On Walnut.
No. My clothes.
Oh, they're gone. they're gone.
They're gone.
We don't have to go to break yet, but I'm thinking this could be. Mayor Jim Schmidt's finishing school for young men.
You got to do one. You got to produce one.
No.
You got to produce a spot for that.
I think that would be really good. You could teach a lot of good stuff.
Jim Schmidt's finishing school for young men.
Hey, you have to have the English accent.
Do you feel disheveled? Do you see out of place?
No, it's for $7.
It's all French cuffs.
Right.
Did you realize how... remember that book years ago?
Did you put extra starch in your shirts?
That Dress for Success, people feel better when they...
I know, I'm just telling you.
All right,
No, but kids don't have those things these days. What's the craziest thing? Did you guys have a dress code at Rock Collin?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you did? Okay. All right.
We're getting some good texts in this.
Most diverse show ever. Half of us waking up in this parking lot this morning have flying monkey tattoos. You and your guys are talking about cufflinks. Coming to Green Bay, the mayor's Gentlemen's Club.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I like that. Half of us waking up in the parking lot this morning have flying monkey tattoos. Thanks, Mino. Wow. Good morning, guys. Great show as always. Jim, do you still need help with Christmas gifts for some residents of the homeless shelter? Just let me know. Thanks, Mike Pritzel.
Ooh, Mike.
I've told you I take care of three people.
Michael, the answer is yes. On our website is a list.
Oh, there is?
But I can get that to you, Mike. But yeah, and we really personalize these gifts.
That's
for the
what
118
I mean. I want
people. And
I want three people.
A lot of them, this is their first Christmas with us, right? Because people stay 10 months. But shorter, but very few people are.
All right,
anyway, we have lots of great gifts coming.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt Nair on air.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
James Rundy.
I decided to throw off all my wild and crazy short film ways and make a straight up documentary about my uncle. He was one of the small time dairy farmers across the state that were kind of the backbone and why we got our state's name, America's Dairyland.
It was called The Last Milk. Have you ever milked a cow?
Oh, yeah.
I'm curious, but I'm scared to do it because I'm worried I might like it.
All right. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
His name's Jeff Mandel, general counsel for Law Forward.
Mr. Gableman broke more ethics laws and rules than he followed. The attorney's oath here in Wisconsin is fairly long. Mr. Gableman had, in the course of the sham investigation into the 2020 election, violated every single sentence in that oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Finally, a voice for real news and great conversation in the Fox Valley, WISS.
I love that text.
Michael, I have some extra French cuff shirts I'm bringing for Mino. Happy Hanukkah, Mino. Michael.
Anyway.
Thank you, Michael. Just
some things you can
Michael
do.
Was on your show yesterday, right?
Yes.
On Lean Local?
Yeah, that was
coming up this week?
So on the first Sunday of the month, I have this Lean Local show that's on every Sunday at 1 o'clock, and we lean local. So we do what we say. We just talk about the local community, politicians, development, education. But every Sunday, the first Sunday of every month, I dedicate to the NFL draft because that's a big deal. It's coming up. And so I had Michael Freeman on for 15 minutes to talk about renting your homes. Then I had Jeff Orlinsky come on. And he, you know, there's a lot of jobs coming up from technology to construction to just a gazillion, a plethora of jobs available. But he gets you trained on things. So if you want to do the bartending, if you want to do construction, if you want to get licensed for things, and it's a career that he's giving you, but then you can also work the side hustle of the NFL draft. And then we had a lady come on who drove for both DoorDash and Uber.
Okay.
It's funny. She was telling that story about Uber. She got a call, you know, over at Hinterland.
Yeah.
To pick up some people and, you know, 11, 12. And so they get in the back seat and talking, that sounds familiar. Who's the chief of police?
Driving Uber?
She told us. No, he was in the back.
Oh, in the back. Oh,
she picked him up. It was a customer.
Got it.
So I asked her, I said, did you feel safe? And she never had an issue. You know, sometimes people are like, but you can Uber. So you go online, you know, your car, your license. It's super easy to do. And then when it comes to the draft time, tell them when you want to work. Maybe 9 in the morning till noon or whatever.
I would not want to pick up drunk people in your own car if somebody has incident or whatever.
But she didn't have that happen. And that DoorDash, are you familiar with that?
Would you carry mace? I would carry mace.
Yeah, probably
I've got
would.
Some good mace.
I might carry something stronger than mace.
Well, but, I'm just saying. You know what I mean? To kind of just get somebody out of the car.
Yeah.
Any Uber drivers out there listening, anybody ever have a problem? Or DoorDash people? You ever like somebody?
Well, that DoorDash is pretty safe.
But do they tip you?
You do DoorDash? We talked about that. Get this. Part-time.
But they don't pay you, right? They just tip you?
It No, it's already paid. It's all, you get paid. It's just all like Uber.
It's all. Well, that's what I mean. You don't have to collect. When you bring the food, that's not like,
no.
Part time.
Okay.
$800 a week.
What?
Yep.
Doing now, which one? Uber?
No, that's what she said.
I know, but does that include paying for your gas and your car
insurance?
Totally.
You're on your own. You got your
right.
Because so that's you what
take,
you do.
Take that out.
So you know who gross. Used to do she that said, was Cheese Curd Nick during the pandemic.
Oh, yeah.
Cheese Curd Nick did that. But he said, too, the thing, a lot of gas money.
Oh, I bet. I bet. But what she did was she would pick up, like, do you know that McDonald's has DoorDash?
No.
Oh, yeah. You can get DoorDash. You can pretty much get anything you need.
Well, actually, that makes sense. Because there have been times where when I come in the back where this apartment, of the apartment's here, there'll be a McDonald's thing on the porch.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Are they allowed to just leave, but then they don't get a tip, right?
No.
No, they're
all paid. Online.
Oh, it's all online. Yep.
You're paid. Yep. So they, okay. And they know.
A lot of people just want to drop by their door. They don't right. want to deal with
okay.
anybody.
Yeah.
Got it.
And the recipient knows what the cost is.
For the
delivery. It's not like they're going to come and complain.
So no money is exchanged. No. You just drop it off. Okay.
But. She just, I just think that's a lot of money. But
that's a lot. It's almost $50,000 a year.
Where you can make money, though, on that is you say, okay, I'll pick up this thing at Hagemeister and take it to Bellevue. And then you might get a ding, and there's something that you can maybe pick up at another restaurant that's in Bellevue. And she goes, when you get those doubles, because you're saving your gas money. Right,
right.
She said that's where she made a lot of money.
Wow. I would do that if people didn't know me. You know what I mean? It's like, I've got a picture. Hey, here's my DoorDash guy, Mino, dropping off my food. I would have no whatever. I would have no qualms in doing it. That'd be great. Like I said, I used to be a flower delivery guy. Was I good? No, but I had issues back then. Wow, Mike Pritz again. I'm Ubering right now, just shy of 12,000 rides. Mike, give us a call. I want to know more about this.
And I think the NFL draft for people that have a car, right?
Yeah.
And. Like I said, I think if you can pick the hours and be done by 2, 3 in the afternoon.
Did you hear what he said, Todd? For people that have a car. Hey, I don't think you had to make the statement. We're talking about how to be Uber. I don't think you had to say, if you have a car.
I was flashed. Okay, do you know where I work after this? That's why I said it.
Okay, got it.
You're right. But to make some money, I don't know if you're going to make $800 a week. But
that's fantastic.
That's a lot of money.
That is fantastic.
And I think there's going to be a need for that, right? There's going to be, and you need to get your license. You have to get it now, but I mean, it's just an online. They do a background check.
Sure.
But it's all a couple, few days, and they turn that around. So I think that's a cool thing, but there's going to be a lot of other jobs we talked about. And then Michael talked a little bit about renting
okay,
homes.
Okay. I'm going to be honest with you on something. I'm going to be honest with you. The night that we do the celebrity bartending for Alzheimer's.
Yeah.
That's going to be fun. Okay. That's going to be kind of like my test a little bit is whether or not you guys think I'd be a good bartender because I want to get my bartending license.
That's fair.
I think that's a good idea.
Yeah.
And I'm going to probably get it, and I think I'm going to bartend at the Northland.
Okay.
I know the hotel. I know the downtown. I don't know a lot about the draft.
Couldn't be worse than that one guy.
What's that? I'll be a lot quicker than that. And you know what?
A lot friendlier.
I will tell you, I might work for tips.
Okay.
You know, I don't know what they're going to do here, but I want to, and they do some really cool drinks, but I just want to say when it came to the NFL draft, and it's no secret, but event planning and coordination, they talk about media and broadcast. There are going to be some extra jobs for that.
What?
There's probably going to be like setting up wires and stuff.
Right?
Roadies.
Yeah, I'll do that.
But but hospitality and catering, event catering.
Todd, that's fun setting business. Up. It's not fun tearing down.
Oh, I know. I know.
There's stuff in merchandising, retail, transportation. You can go over to job service. They will get you your CDL license so you can drive bigger vehicles.
Really?
Yeah.
So Mike is going to call after 7 o'clock to talk about being an Uber
Excellent.
Driver. Okay.
Excellent. Thank you. Thank you very much. We got to get that side hustle. We don't have that side hustle.
We don't have it yet.
We're working on it. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Kristen Ambose, Press Times, and John Kirsch, Golden House, all coming in on this Giving Tuesday. Back after this. Gotta keep
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Harbor Freight knows tool people like to keep busy. But with our Black Friday sale coming up Thanksgiving weekend, you'll want to free up some time.
We're talking deals like our 5,000-watt generators under $800, 17-foot ladders for $99.99, and 40% off Icon Pro socket sets. Whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight. Valid until 12/2/24. While supplies last, limitations apply.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Thank you for listening to WISS Berlin, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden